This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to
9-3-0-2-8.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if your community is afflicted by the totalitarians, well, you need to listen to this radio show. We'll straighten you out and point you in the right direction to stop the totalitarians. A great, great, inauguration day to everyone out there in free America. We are, of course, freeing all of you right now of the liberal notions of President Barack Hussein Obama. We'll continue to do so, Mr. Totalitarian in Chief himself. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We're going to be talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show here in about 2 seconds. But before we get there, I want to remind everybody that the Liberty Tour 6, that was planned for January 21st, has been postponed to March 4th. That's March 4th, 2017. It's going to be an absolutely stunning program. We've had to delay the program for a number of different reasons, illness on the part of myself and others. But anyway, it's going to be a fantastic program. We encourage everybody to be there. The theme is going to be independence. Yeah, if you want to be independent, you have to declare it. Just sort of a little bit of an introduction to what we're going to be talking about. The information will be posted up on agenda21radio.news, which is, again, our new website. We're hacked. we were hacked by GoDaddy.com. They took us down for content reasons. A lot of people don't understand that Facebook is taking everybody down for content reasons, but so is GoDaddy.com. They don't like me talking about this, but too bad. To put people at risk of losing their livelihood, GoDaddy will arbitrarily just take your website down and even take out certain articles in your website if they disagree with it, just sort of let you know what's really going on in the world of, website development. Anyway, with us right now is Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show, which comes on Red State Radio at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. That's on Red State Talk Radio. And Scott, really welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. It's wonderful to have you back with us. A lot of things going on politically, aren't there?
Oh, my God, yeah. You know, this past weekend, I knew it was going to be a big weekend when I saw Mitch McConnell get dusted off and put out there onto the Sunday talk shows. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I haven't heard Mitch McConnell speak. But then after I heard him speak, I realized he was the same Mitch McConnell I knew before.
Same one, Mumbles, I call him.
Yeah, you know, he's also one of those Putin bashers. But then also George Stephanopoulos, I took great comfort in his interview because it was the last time he's ever going to interview Barack Obama as president. And so he had an hour-long interview there. Tammy Bruce was on fire. But, you know, when I saw also NBC's Meet the Press, and I saw how they cut 9 of 10 minutes of interview from Kellyanne Conway, but they gave airspace to the two biggest morons in the Republican Party today, and that's got to be John McCain and Lindsey Graham. Those are the two biggest losers and the biggest morons in the Republican Party today. And I'm going to say their names again, John McCain and Lindsey Graham. They gave them ample space, and of course, you know that when the other team claps, they're winning, right?
Right, so, right.
when MSNBC or NBC puts on John McCain and Lindsey Graham, that you know that those are just carrying water tools for the Democrat Party. And then at the same moment, you have Mike Morrell, the former CIA director, and James Woolsey, who, you know, basically the Trump
campaign fired him
and stopped using them.
You're fired. They fired him on Friday.
Those two spent about 10 minutes talking about how the intelligence personnel are not corrupt or not politically biased. And when we know that James Clapper lied to the American people, he lied, flat out lied to the American people when he said that we were not spying and eavesdropping on our phone calls, only to find out that we were being spied upon.
Right.
And so James Clapper is someone who has this great disdain for Donald Trump. And we saw what happened in the committee hearings, the intelligence briefings last week. But then you listen to Mike Morrell. Mike Morrell was the moron that said he's a CIA guy, right?
Right.
Mike Morrell actually said under testimony that he went with the CIA analyst when it came to Benghazi instead of actually picking up the phone and talking to somebody on the ground, right? Say, hey, what's going on in Benghazi? Instead, he says, we lied on the intelligence of the CIA analyst working in Langley to, you know, infiltrate, to dissect the information that they're receiving firsthand.
Which is a total lie, by the way.
Exactly.
Total, complete lie, debunked.
That's how you actually manipulate things. It's like you say, well, we got the information from him, who got the information from her, who got the information from Joe, and in the end, you can spin it. You can spin a lie and weave a web that way.
Yeah, it was Morrell in particular was the most egregious because he's the one who really just tried to change the whole dialogue about Benghazi, which is of course all about a videotape, right?
Right. That was Meet the Press's go-to CIA, you know, person, and he had the nerve to say that Donald Trump not only it has failed with not buying into what the CIA is telling him, but he's also going on this tirade of saying that it's been politicized. Well, I have news for you. What's going on with respect to this whole Russian hacking thing? Have you ever seen a story covered more than the Russian hacking thing?
No, and you know, the thing that we've covered this thoroughly on Agenda 21 Radio because having been administrator, a superintendent of schools, certainly of high school kids, I can tell you, and I've said this so many times on the radio show, a high school senior or junior in a good computer science class can hack into these things with no problem whatsoever. None. Zero. Zip. Nada.
Donald Trump says it could be a 400-pound gorilla in a basement. He's not kidding.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And so here's the deal. There's two things going on here. Okay, we know that the left, like Meryl Streep from the Golden Globes, would like to delegitimize Trump, right? Okay, so we got that, right? We know that. So they're going to say that the Russians hacked. See, the Russians hacked. And so that means that our guy, Hillary Clinton, would win because if the Russians didn't hack. Well, shame on America for being victimized by the Russians, number one. Isn't that something that Barack Obama should be worried about?
Well, let me stop you here for a second because, you know, when you talk about being hacked and you talk about Guccifer and you talk about all these other sorts, and those people who have this so-called NOST system on their website and they can see the actual hacking going on around the world, you realize Russia is really not a player in all this. I mean, in a big way, it's China that's huge in hacking. And in 3 years ago, I was offered 80,000 emails from Hillary Rodham Clinton's server. I mean, hello. Anybody could have gotten into that server. But the Democrats didn't say boo about that. Or did Obama or anybody say anything about it? No. They just let it go on.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. The deal is that the Democrats would like to see the Russian hacking story played out because it delegitimizes Trump.
Quickly, you got 10 seconds here before the break.
Okay, but then you got these tools like John McCain and Lindsey Graham. They're from the right, and they want to crack down on Vladimir Putin because they've been getting fat off of military contracts.
That's right. That's exactly right. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More to come here with Scott Adams on Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, a21r.com or agenda21radio.news. We're back up and running on the website, by the way, so stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next?
What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to...
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're with Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show. He and Leonora Kravota put that show together, and it's on at 8 a.m. Eastern Time on Red State Talk Radio. Then we come on right after that at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Agenda 21 Radio. So anyway, Scott, we're talking about the Sunday shows yesterday, which I thought were pretty spectacular, actually. And Meryl Streep, my God, will the left ever stop whining? You talk about whining. I couldn't believe what I was hearing last night. I had it on, and I did not watch the Golden Globes. But ladies and gentlemen, if you come around to my studio, I got about six different sources playing at one time. I'm really good about sorting these things out. But I listened to her whine and whine and whine. The election's over, isn't it?
Absolutely. But she didn't get the memo.
No, apparently not.
Long in the tooth, apparently. But, you know, here's what's going on. So, yeah, they were great talk shows. I mean, yeah, Barack Obama on George Stephanopoulos. Face the Nation was great. Tammy Bruce was on fire. She nailed it left and right. But when you get Mike Morrell and James Woolsey on, you know you're in trouble. These are the worst of the worst CIA guys. They're liberally biased. They're hacks. And then you got John Brennan, who's, you know, a Wahhabism guy.
He's a Muslim Brotherhood supporter.
The Constitution, not even the Bible. And they want to tell you that the CIA is not biased. Well, what has happened over the week, and the reason why this story, the Russian hacking, has been push, is because they're trying to get Donald Trump down to his knees on this story. And that is to admit, and even Rance Priebus had to sort of admit, because here's the problem. You have the CIA, who's corrupt and politicized, and they come up with this information and they say, see, here, boss, this is the proof. So when Donald Trump gets the briefing, he's told what it is. Now, Donald Trump is faced with a dilemma, and the dilemma is that does he go against all the minds of the CIA and the intelligence community, or does he just go along with it and sweep it under the rug? And that's what they've done now. Is they've said, okay, look, it looks like that there's been some hacking from Russia. But to be clear, it didn't have any impact on the election. That totally delegitimizes the Democrat claim that this has that impact on the election. But the other part then is this is a fight that he knows he can't win because all the cards are in the CIA intelligence. But when he gets to be in office... He's going to revamp the intelligence community like you've never seen. It's been so politicized and so made so ridiculous under the Obama administration that Trump is going to quietly revamp the intelligence and make it great again.
I would disagree a little bit. I think that Trump's strategy is to, in terms, don't give them any kind of support in terms of the reports or anything. And I think that's where Lindsey Graham and McCain come in, where they're trying to legitimize, use their clout as Republicans, quote, Republican senators, to support the findings of the CIA because they're all in on that. But you don't see Trump running around there supporting Lindsey Graham or any of their comments about any of these security things. He knows, what you're saying is absolutely true. He knows this stuff is completely corrupt. These are the same, you know, this is the cast of characters. Do they think that Americans don't have a memory? This is the same cast of characters who brought you Benghazi, who brought you ISIS. I mean, they lied about everything. And to stand there and try and tell everybody about Russia, when we know, yeah, Russia, China, you know, high school students and the 400-pound gorilla sitting in the basement are all capable of doing this. I mean, it's absolutely farcical. The question I have, Scott, is do they not understand that there is a new sheriff in town relative to the media, and that's called the news stream media? That's guys like you and me who research this stuff. We pay researchers to research this stuff, and we come up with the truth and present it. Donald Trump is on that team.
Exactly. Now, here's the problem, is that I was waiting to hear what side of the fence Mitch McConnell was going to be on. And he is on the side that Vladimir Putin is a thug. He is right. A tyrant. He's a KGB guy. And John McCain, Lindsey Graham say the same thing. And so what they're trying to do, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, they're trying to actually double down on the sanctions. They're applying pressure, and they're basically going rogue and saying that the Senate is going to push for sanctions against Russia, further sanctions, and they're going to legitimize Russian hacking. Now, Russia's been hacking. We've been hacking Angela Merkel's phone. We've been trying to rig the Israeli election with $350,000 with a group, organized group that was
Canada also, Scotland. I mean, look at the elections that we've tried to hack into.
It's not holier than thou. This stuff happens. Shame on America for allowing it to happen, if that's even the fact the case.
Israel.
Right. I actually don't even think that the DNC was hacked. June, the information came out in June. July, Seth Rich is dead. Seth Rich gave information to a guy named Craig Murray in a wooded area in American University. It's well documented now because Hannity actually had that conversation with Julian Assange.
Yep.
This is an entire side job. What did Seth Rich do? Oh, he was a data analyst with the DNC. Okay. Did they ever find his killer? No. Did he have two gunshot holes in the back, 4:30 in the morning, half a block from his house? Yes. Did they find his watch, his cash, his wallet on him? Yes. So it wasn't a robbery. This was a murder, and they never found the murderer. Right.
Let me stop you here for a second, because I want the audience to know that your specialty, you are a specialist in computers. I mean, like a paid specialist, a big time specialist, much more so than the normal person.
30-year IT guy.
30-year IT guy. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. You know these things. Hello.
Absolutely. And it would have been so easy to back up the Exchange mail server that Podesta's emails were on at the DNC onto a flash disk, a 128-gigabyte disk, hand it off in a wooded area to Craig Murray, who was good friends with Julian Assange, which this allegedly happened. Okay, I mean, there is Julian Assange spoke to Dutch television in August.
Right.
And all but admitted that Seth Rich was the source. And Craig Murray all but admitted that he met with a source in a wooded area at American University. And that source, Seth Rich, was found dead, and no killer was ever found. And this is well documented. This is not a conspiracy. The guy is dead. And so therefore, this is a situation where there's just as much credibility that Seth Rich did it and that this was an inside leak than it ever was a Russian hack. And yet you never hear about this story. All you hear about is the Russian hacking, because that sounds great and it delegitimizes Trump. And also, when you take a look at Lindsey Graham and John McCain, they're pushing the thing from a different angle because they want to make it almost impossible for Donald Trump to remove the sanctions when he actually steps into office. And he wants to remove the sanctions for Russia because he wants to not just walk up to Russia with a plastic reset button, which is insulting to Russia, but he actually wants to go up there with a guy like Rex Tillerson that knows how to do business and play ball. And so what Russia is looking for is respect. And if you give them respect and a good business deal with money attached to it, that speaks a lot more volumes than a plastic reset button that was misspelled overcharge.
The other thing that's going to speak volumes is the aggressiveness about us wiping out Obama's army called ISIS, the JV team, which he created with Hillary Rodham Clinton. And Trump will absolutely take that on right away. And Putin knows that, which I think is another part of the equation. Anyway, Scott, we're going to run for time. Thanks for being on with us right now. Definitely going to have you on next week, because we got a lot of stuff going on. We got to watch what happens, of course, with the inauguration. So thanks for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio.
Anytime.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. We've got a break coming up, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about, well, K Katie Grimes article, that articles that are coming out about what's going on in California with Cal Exit. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to
take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
No home training, because no one I know who was raised by any parent would even dream of doing something like that. My mom would probably beat me worse than that kid. Is this, you know, we've been talking to the police. Police say they're still investigating. They won't classify it as a hate crime. Is this a hate crime?
Well, I don't know, and I don't want to prejudge too much because, you know, frankly, even the video has so many bleeps that you would need to hear what he said, because some, you know, racial epithets perhaps might have been bleeped, and that's something that would be relevant. I'm not sure everyone knows, but you know, racial motivation can be black versus white, white versus black, and so it is certainly possibly a hate crime. Everyone should be clear: it's illegal under any standard. Hate crime laws merely enhance penalties. They don't create something that wasn't criminal into being criminal. This is obviously an assault of some kind. It's only a question of how prosecutors would charge it, and they certainly would want to do a full investigation, talking to any witnesses who might be listening to the tape without the bleeps, all of that. Would have to be involved in a measured decision about what precise crimes to charge.
I did watch the unedited version of this, and there's an unedited, unblurred version, and they do use the N-word, but the kids I see, there could be other kids there, the kids I see are black kids using the N-word, and they do hear some of them. By the way, you can't help but feel sorry for the victim. You see him, he's being choked, he's being hit. He just looks awful. But you hear some of the offenders, Jeff, shouting F Trump, F white people. Do you think that this was politically motivated, a politically motivated crime, or are these just stupid kids?
You know, I'm going to say the three words you're never allowed to say on cable news, which are, I don't know. Mm-hmm. What goes into the heads of people who are doing something like this, I can't fathom it. And whether you can say it was political, racial, I don't know. That's why you have to do a full investigation of, the whole circumstances surrounding this event. I just really don't know how to characterize at this stage what the motivations here is. Racial animus, hostility, certainly that's a possibility, and you'd have to consider that.
Well, the fact that they would put it live on Facebook, which is why many people don't put any credence into social media, because these are sadly the type of people you get responses from, the people who think it's okay. And I wonder if, because you can go on anonymously and do things like that, that people feel free to be able to put something like this on social media, which is just beyond the norm of anything.
But I mean, just how stupid. It's stupid, to put yourself committing a crime on social media. I mean, just the master criminals these people were not. But in a way, I'm grateful that they did put it on social media, because now they're definitely caught. If there hadn't been social media, who knows how this investigation might have gone. So, the perversities are many in this story, but, it certainly seems like we're not going to have a case of mistaken identity in terms of the arrests.
Okay, the irrationality of the left, as you've just heard there, Don Lemon and his guest there, some attorney, I can't remember his name, I'm not even going to bring it up, is just absolutely over the top. And again, let's explain why these kids did this. There's three 18-year-olds and one 24-year-old is involved in this torture case of a poor white boy, 18 years old, mentally retarded. Now, I say mentally retarded. There's some question about, he's special needs. Well, what are those special needs? I want to know. I mean, I really do want to know. And that plays a big part in this. They have to sit there and swirl it around in their little wine glass as to whether or not this is a hate crime. And they're looking for all kinds of outs of irrationality, of course, irrational outs, so that nothing sticks to President Barack Hussein Obama. Now, I want to get to this point. I've worked with kids with this. I understand what goes on in the video world, the YouTube world. I understand about these kids getting out there on YouTube and planning fights. Even with teachers, setting up teachers in classrooms. I've seen this, setting up a principal to beat down a principal. I saw that at River City High School in California. The setup to beat down a principal, and they did. All on YouTube. Shocking? Hello? That was 6 years ago. That's how long this has been going on. Now, I want to tell you something. These kids, 18 years old, we'll call them kids, and the 24-year-old were inspired to do it. Hello? They were inspired to do what they did and put it on YouTube or Facebook in this particular case. Now it's on YouTube, of course. They were inspired. Let's talk leadership. Where did they get the inspiration from? Gee, I wonder where. After 6 years of them growing up, by the way, 8 years. They were 10 years old when this all started with President Barack Hussein Obama, the racist notions that he has foisting upon our country, racism like never before seen, breaking down all the barriers of Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King is ashamed of Barack Hussein Obama. This is not what Martin Luther King was all about. I followed Martin Luther King, big fan. of Martin Luther King. I invoked him all the time. I had his books on my desk in my office with kids all the time. Barack Hussein Obama is polar opposite from Martin Luther King, and he's in a position of leadership as the president of the United States. He inspires the youth. And look what inspiration he gave these kids. Torturing a mentally challenged white boy. Torturing. And using the F word, using the N word, using Trump this, Trump that. Hello, this is a hate crime. Plain and simple. And yes, the Chicago police got it right. And they charged these kids with hate crimes, four of them. We got it right that time. But the irrationality of the left to try and make sure nothing sticks on this president of this kind of nature is what we're seeing right here. Now, why would they go to such trouble? In the there's other comments by Don Lemon that will just make you curdle. This is the CNN reporter that we were just listening to here. He's gotten himself in enough trouble here in the last week or so. Anybody want to be drunk on national TV and, you know, be a TV personality? Hello. Just shows you the depravity that's going on the left when they start talking about torturing, and they're going to rationalize it away. And, oh, the youth, they didn't mean it. They were just stupid. Some of the comments coming out of people like Don Lemon, they were just stupid. They did something stupid. No, they did a crime, Don. They did a hate crime, and the torture that goes on. Now, hate crime charges are enhancements to crimes already. In other words, if you're committing a crime, you're beating down a white man, and you start using terms like, we're going to beat you down, whitey, cracker, all that sort of thing, the derogative terms and epithets as you're beating him down, it becomes an enhancement, and there's more years tacked on. These kids are facing 30 years additional in jail, aside from the other charges. They might be in there for 50 years. And you know what? We need freedom from people like Don Lemon and the left as well. Maybe they should go to jail as well. Because they seem to want to inspire, well, more of this behavior. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next?
What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to...
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Ladies and gentlemen, CNN is now going lower than ever. I said this earlier. CNN has now gone lower than when they did fake reports from Atlanta. Jaco claiming he was in Iraq getting bombed with fake sirens going off. He was actually in a studio in Atlanta. CNN, believe it or not, has gone lower than that with the way they have covered the kidnapping and torture of the white mentally disabled person, and now they have come out and attacked our very own Paul Joseph Watson for what? Just calling it like it is. Now, the amazing thing about this to me is, why are they attacking Paul Joseph Watson? Was Paul Joseph Watson the one that kidnapped somebody, scalped them, forced them to say things, hogtied them? No, I don't think that was Paul Joseph Watson. Why does CNN want to demonize Paul Joseph Watson or Donald Trump all day long or white people, but they won't demonize the people that actually committed these heinous acts? It's pretty amazing. They'll use the caveat, well, I just want to say that these acts were despicable, but Paul Joseph Watson is the worst human being ever, but it was all because of Donald Trump. Then so they just cast it aside. But, you know, Barack Obama has now come out and said that these were despicable acts. I think he's just doing this lip service. So here's what I will say. Do you think Barack Obama is going to bring the victim of these attacks to the White House? He hasn't extended that invitation yet, to my knowledge. He extended an invitation to the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement because they're victims, right? So justifying all of the hate for that he's fomenting for black people to have against white people or police or Donald Trump. So he's okay to foment all that hate and claim they're victims and bring them to the White House. But I haven't seen an invite to the victim of this torture and kidnapping invited to the White House. And for some reason, I doubt that invitation will be extended. But before we get into more of the absolute lunacy out of CNN and Barack Obama, here is the clip of CNN on the heels of this absolute heinous act being done, whether black, white, it doesn't matter. This is a heinous act from one human, a group of humans to another, and they want to demonize everybody except the people who actually committed the heinous act. Here's CNN attacking our very own Paul Joseph Watson.
Paul Joseph Watson from the conspiracy website InfoWars was quick to tie the case to the Black Lives Matter movement, tweeting, "This is the Black Lives Matter tear the MSM has legitimized. The connection debunked by police, saying there is no evidence to show this terrible attack is linked to the Black Lives Matter movement."
They have this problem with Paul Joseph Watson wanting to associate this with Black Lives Matter. All of a sudden, they're all stringent on, oh, it has to be exactly. You have to find the association. Did they march with them? Did they give funds? Are they associated? But they have no problems using vagueness, making things up, associating things callously all the time. Look back to when Black Lives Matter started with Michael Brown. How did it start, folks? Hands up, don't shoot. They said that this was a racist attack on Michael Brown. What did an investigation prove? What did the truth end up being? Michael Brown was somebody who, actually, if you look at the law, His strong arm battery and robbery is actually, the police officers can use deadly force in bringing down the victim. I wish that that's not the case. That's not what I want to see happen. But if you just look at the case, that's what went down. And it turned out that he actually charged the cop. This was a out of control individual who, because of his behavior, ended up getting shot by police.
It's always about behavior. And that's really the truth. You know, I spent 26 years disciplining students of all racial and ethnic backgrounds. It was never called a racist, by the way, in all that. Never. I mean, people would try to call me a racist sometimes. You know, you're in the heat of battle, so to speak, with people being disciplined for various things. Violence, drugs, murders. Oh, yeah, wait until you do a murder investigation as a high school administrator. That's a lot of fun. Not. And everybody's black, and I'm the only white guy? No one ever called me a racist. No, because why? It was about behavior. And they all knew that. And that's what this should always be about, is behavior. And what they're reporting here on InfoWars is the behavior of people like at CNN who don't understand that an inspiration by a president of the United States can go a long ways, which is exactly what we're seeing here with these four that were torturing this mentally challenged white kid. That's leadership, unfortunately. It's negative leadership. As I used to talk and teach about leadership, there's three dimensions. There's the negative, the neutral, and the positive dimension of leadership. Which do you choose to be? A negative, a neutral, or a positive? And clearly, this president has chosen to be a negative leader, especially when it comes to race relations. And let's take a look at what happened in Ferguson. What happened in Ferguson with Michael Brown is despicable, and the way it was overplayed by this president and the injection of the federal government into this investigation, which should never have happened, is proof positive that this president was always putting and making the charges against the police before there was ever even an investigation. He was trying to deliberately inflame the situation. That's what that's called. He's been trying to do that ever since on this country. And, of course, in the waning days of his presidency, I've always said, and I keep saying, we've got to keep our eye on the ball. Russia, anybody? Troops? American troops on the Russian border? Hello? Is that just a distraction? The intelligence agencies going before Congress? What a joke! The same intelligence agency that are now screaming that Donald Trump doesn't know what he's talking about, and they ought to be listening to him. And they've got to have a great relationship with the intelligence agencies. Donald Trump knows what he's doing. He knows how corrupt this whole government is, from the intelligence agency to the president. And come January 20th, it's going to change. There's going to be a new dawn in America. Thanks to Donald Trump. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, you can email me at paul@agenda21radio.news.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart?
Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to
back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host Paul Preston.
And we're back here at Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website A21R.com. That's A21R.com. That's abbreviated for Agenda21Radio.com. Anyway, yeah, a lot of things going on. And I'll tell you, it's fast moving this 2017 year, as we've been seeing. And of course, as long as this president is in office, we have to continue to maintain. We only have another, 10, 14 days, something like that. But who's counting? Who's counting the hours? Who's counting the moments? I am, as we should be. But, you know, what's going to happen in the next several days? Is it going to pull more stunts? Is it going to be the situation where, well, we just don't know what's going to be happening, and he's going to pull some major stunt that's going to blow up the world? Well, people are thinking about that. I certainly am. But I do know one thing. We need to stay strong together as Americans, because we don't really have too much of a choice, if you know what I mean. Anyway, make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. You can email me at paul@a21r.com. And that's the best way to get a hold of me, because, you know, gee, it is kind of interesting the way this whole thing is playing out with this president, the incoming president. Tweets, anyone? Don't you just love it? President who cares and can communicate with you one-on-one by way of Twitter. Think about that. It's enormous. Anyway, as I say at this point in the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart?
Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to
2-1-1-0.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.